It's funny when we were watching and we're having the Lucas scene, Lucas, Caleb, and Hannah, and he just came in from the rain. I wasn't really focusing.
So Michelle's like, I'm a little distracted.
It's like, Caleb looks so good. He's a little moistened. He's got that green jacket on. His hair's a little wet. Mm-hmm. I was like,
I have to say, Lucas looks pretty nice wet too. We're Liars Podcast. Welcome back. Woohoo!
Yay!
We're here for episode 16 of season 2. Let the Water Hold Me Down. Aired January 16th, 2012. Written by Brian M. Holden and directed by Chris Grismer.
Ooh.
With Lucas missing and questions surrounding what happened out on the lake, Hannah could barely catch her breath. Spencer follows a lead about A, which guides her to an unexpected place and revelation. Revelations. So before we get into the summary, I wanted to shout out a special email that we got from Stephanie H, who said that they swore for years they'd never watch the show, making them a liar like us as well, which I thought was so great.
Welcome.
And they are doing a whole journey of teen dramas. So I'm like, I hope you catch some of our other little babes out there. So thank you so much for listening. We love getting emails. Again, if you are interested in sending us an email, weareliarspod@gmail.com. It's always in the link for the episode. Just reach out and tell us when you start listening, what you like, what, you know, keeps you here. We love that stuff. So
this is the network for you.
Hell yeah.
All the teen dramas. I love it. Thank you.
So in this episode, the aftermath of Hannah feeling very betrayed and scared of Lucas, A even plays this cruel joke where they fill her water bottle with dirty lake water. She's going to go take a sip. And the girls are like, wait, no.
How convenient. How did they know she would take a sip right
there? That's what the girls were saying. They're like, nobody, Hannah's water bottle is in the car. Like, we don't understand how they possibly could get.
And not even that, like, fine, like, maybe at some point she would take a sip, but, like, right as she takes a sip, they get the text.
Right.
It's too convenient, this episode. Everything is lining up perfectly with A, and I...
Yep, agreed.
I guess it's the power of A, right?
It's the power of A. She tells the girls that Lucas destroyed Allie's memorial. So this is the first time that they're hearing about it.
Yeah.
Realizing that Lucas does have a little bit more of a dark side than they anticipated. And Ashley feels terrible because she feels responsible being that Lucas left Hannah's party and he's nowhere to be found. But then apparently he had called his parents. So we know he's alive and well, but he just doesn't want to come home. Yeah. So Hannah's not really too concerned about it. She's like afraid at any moment he's going to like find her.
Yeah. Wouldn't you?
Yes. She's on edge. She's having like a lot of PTSD. Hannah, she is at school with Mona, and Mona's trying to tell her about her Noel issues, about how Noel's pulling away. And last episode, she wanted to do like a skinny dip situation to kind of keep him. And Hannah's really trying to listen, but she can't. She can't focus. And then all she can focus on is this picture of her from homecoming that they're taking down because of the reputation situation. And Mona's like, you can't, she'll not take down the reign of being queen. Like, there's no way that she will not be queen. And at this point, Mona's like, did you listen to what I was saying though? And Hannah's like, she's like, you're not being a good friend. You're being very selfish. Like, you're always wrapped up in yourself. And so Hannah, she runs out. She goes into the bathroom. She starts crying in the stall. She's in there for a while.
Yeah.
And what it seems doesn't like. Come out and allows A or a teammate of A's to like fill up every single sink in the girls' bathroom
to
and
the point let where it overflow. Floods, and then she sees this wooden boat.
Life is but a dream.
Again, how did you know Hannah was going to go into the school bathroom? How did you know
Hannah wasn't going to walk out of the bathroom? I guess if they walked out of the bathroom. If she walked out of the bathroom, then it wouldn't be so weird to see another person in there. Maybe they were like, oh, okay.
Fine, but you're carrying around this wooden tiny boat?
Right, it's very...
What was the plan if she didn't go into the school bathroom? You could do this at home?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Kate asked, did Mona actually like Noel, or was he just a major get that she felt let down by him breaking it off with her?
I think a total major get. And but like, hook, line, sinker, so glad we got it.
Yeah. She's like, wow, go me.
Go me. And, you know, because she says along the lines of like, do you know what it's like for me to get a guy like Noel Kahn?
I know.
I don't know. Like, he seemed really into her last episode.
He did. We don't know what happened.
Yeah. She's better off.
She is. Caleb catches on that Hannah's having a really hard time and she's keeping her distance from even really talking about Lucas. And so Caleb's like, he says he's at his cousin's, but I don't believe that. When I called his cousin, you know, seemed like he was covering for him, and I really want to go find him. Maybe he went back to Spencer's lake house. You should come with me. I'll go find him. And she's like, maybe not. Maybe we shouldn't do this. And he's like, you don't actually want to find him, it seems. Like, what happened? And she's like, I told you. And he's like, you didn't tell me the whole thing, because clearly something happened here.
Poor Caleb. He's been asking for days of like, what's going on with you and your friends? What happened in the boat? Like, you're not telling me the full story here.
And he feels really badly because Lucas is obviously struggling with something, and he feels like he can't tell anyone, and Caleb should be there for him. He's basically his best friend.
Oh, yeah.
He's like, I just want to help him. It's really, really nice.
And he's sweet. Living with Lucas. So it's like brother, bestie. Right.
And he says, I feel weird living there without him.
Yeah.
Like, it's so strange, the dynamic that's going on at home. Okay, so this causes a riff, and Caleb goes to head to find Lucas, and Hannah's freaked out still. She's at home. It seems because Emily went out with Maya for the night, and all the other girls have plans, but her mom is home. Mm-hmm. We can't forget her mom is home. Mm-hmm. Decides to go take a bath. Mm-hmm. She makes Hannah a cup of tea. She's like, I'm going in the bath. And at this point, Hannah realizes that their back door latch is kind of broken. And of course, it's dark and raining. The door's flying open. And she goes upstairs, and you see a dark figure head into her bedroom with muddy footprints on the floor in the kitchen. And it ends up being Lucas, of course. And Hannah's freaked out. She's like, what are you doing here? He's like, you didn't let me explain. And it just so happens that she's holding the house phone, which was weird because she called Caleb on her cell phone.
Yeah.
I don't know where she got the house phone, but she ends up dialing on the site. She's like, has her arm straight down, and she's dialing Caleb's number, hoping that he'll pick up or at least hear that Lucas is in the bedroom with her. And I'm like, okay, but Caleb doesn't know Lucas is, like, dangerous. He probably would be very confused by this phone call.
And also how convenient, like, Caleb's already in the house.
Of course, right. So Hannah calls Caleb and says, like, she's apologizing and wishes they could make up. And it's very convenient that Caleb does come over. And he runs upstairs when Hannah calls him. And he's like, what's going on here? Like, Lucas, what the hell? Hannah, what the hell?
But even still, Hannah doesn't act freaked out. She's just like, oh, Caleb, you're here. Like, obviously, she is, like, sending a signal, but even when he enters, she's still, like...
Right, she isn't like, oh, my God, thank you.
She's still, like, defending Lucas in her own way.
Yeah, right. And then Lucas has to make his big reveal, and before he says it, I go to Michelle, I'm like, what's he going to say? Because it's clear it has nothing to do with A, right?
Right, at this point.
At this point, and he's like, I brought you out to the lake because I needed to explain to you a secret of mine, and I knew if I could tell you, then maybe you could lessen the blow with Caleb. So in my head, I'm like, well, maybe he just wants to tell Caleb he's so in love with Hannah and can't be his friend anymore. Yeah, can't be his roommate anymore because he can't get over it.
You can't live with me anymore.
Right.
Yeah.
It's not that. He actually had gambled his money away.
$4,000.
Plus Caleb's money. So I don't know how much money Caleb had saved, but in total, Caleb ends up giving Lucas some of his savings to hold on to while he was visiting his mother. And then that money, on top of Lucas's money, was used in a basketball bet, and now he has no money left. So $4,000, however, is lost, and he's going to try and pay Caleb back. Caleb's so nice. Like, he's disappointed. He's like, we'll make a payment plan. Like, I'll figure it out.
It's just like this whole thing was because Lucas had a gambling issue.
Right. Right.
It was so dramatic. Like, Hannah, I'm going to take you out on the boat. And I just have the way, I mean, I get it. I get why we did what we did. But like, you look back and you're like, he was so sinister. It's like someone possessed him.
Yeah. And he's like, I knew Emily knew it was me on the other line. And I wanted to get to you to tell you at first. And everyone's like, no, we thought you were like literally a serial killer.
Yeah. Like,
we thought really bad things of you. And it ends up being that he lost the money. So Kat, other people wanted to know, did you feel this was anticlimactic?
Yes, of course. But it makes so much sense for the show. Like,
of course it does.
Yeah, of course. Like, we were...
Let's throw a red herring everywhere, which way.
That's it.
Yeah. I had gotten a nice email from one of our listeners and our original A, Kate.
Yeah.
And she had sent me an email in regards to the podcast Bros Watch PLL 2.
Mm-hmm.
And they had an episode with Brian Holden, who directed this episode. And in it, they talked about how they wanted to make Lucas gay. And they wanted this storyline, like Lucas taking her out on the boat, to be him trying to reveal to Hannah that he is gay. I'm like, why? That would have been so much better. I'm just saying.
What happened with that?
Don't know. I didn't actually get a chance to listen to the episode before we recorded, but it will be on my list and we can link it below.
Yeah.
But I just thought that was interesting. She said it's a really insightful episode for the show. Yeah. Yeah, I know, right? Like, what would we have done with that? It would have been so much better.
Freaking gambling
problem. I don't know why they went this way, but maybe they talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so Spencer is snooping around her attic at the lake house, and she finds some burner phones and an old receipt from around the time that Hannah and Caleb had spent the night at the lake house. And this receipt is from Smitty's in Philadelphia. And so she decides her and Aria are going to go take a train into Philly and go to Smitty's. And I'm like, Michelle, wouldn't you not just, you would just Google the address. You would just Google the address, look and see. I mean, granted, like, it's very easy to do that now in 2024. Look at Google Maps and see what's around the area. Still
Google the address.
But at this point, you very well could have just Googled it.
Yeah.
But we had to go to Philly, which is fun to see them go to, like, at least a different part of the city. And so they head to the address. They find out Smitty's is a newspaper stand. And they're really not seeing anything out of the ordinary. Aria says, well, maybe your parents came here. They work in the city. Or maybe Melissa came here. She lives 10 blocks. Like, it might just be nothing. And Spencer's like, you're right. It's probably nothing. And then, like, as soon as they get there, Aria's like, I got to go. I got to go meet Holden for my date, fake date.
I mean, clearly it's making us feel that, like, Philly's not that far away.
Right.
They caught a train in 20 minutes.
Right.
They were at school. They were looking at the train schedule. Mm-hmm. They got on a train.
And Aria says, I have to meet Holden at 7:30.
Yeah. So, like, this was just
it's probably like an hour. Probably like an hour from Philly.
Right.
If that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So Aria ends up leaving and Spencer's like, yeah, I'm just going to snoop around maybe a little bit longer. And she ends up seeing a woman with a blind dog. And then she sees a couple of other people with like walking sticks and she's walking and following them because then she sees there's this entire blind rehab, basically. And so she says, okay, this is interesting. It's the blind rehab of Philadelphia or whatever it is. And so she goes inside hoping to get some answers. So she asks the receptionist, is Jenna Marshall a patient here? I've been gone for a while. Like this,
I'm just looking for an old friend of mine.
I know she went to blind rehab in Philadelphia. I didn't know which one. And the woman's like, obviously I can't tell you anything. But this conversation is overheard by another person named Sam, and he says, I know Jenna. So Spencer sits down. She has this conversation with him, and he just tells her how Jenna was so great, and she uplifted him after he was really depressed about going blind. And apparently his was genetic, and it just his vision degenerated throughout his life. So he literally, as he said, saw it coming, which is so sad. And he said Jenna pulled him out of his funk and she was like really fast learning and really was just very agile and everyone liked her there. And she got him interested in art. So he sticks around to help out with the art classes. But Jenna left. She said she had something to do in Rosewood. And so she was gone.
Yeah. And he hasn't seen her in a while.
Hasn't seen her. And Spencer very purposely is like, I don't know her from Rosewood because I don't want anyone. Yeah, no. any association with Rose One.
And he also says she's just so good at reading people.
Yeah. And she teaches him, she taught him a lot of tricks.
Yeah.
He read her pulse, felt if her pulse was very fast.
Right.
And so he's like, whatever she was doing, I hope she found it. Like, I hope she's happy. And they leave, and he leaves, and Spencer is about to leave, but the woman says she has to sign in because every guest has to sign in.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, every single book from the last 20 years of sign in pages are on display at the front desk. It's so convenient. And so the woman at the receptionist, again, conveniently has to go into the back room. So Spencer just walks in the front, grabs the book from, I'm assuming, 2008, which is the year that Allie went missing and Jenna got out of rehab. And yeah, she takes it with her to bring and show the other girls to see who had signed in that year.
And then the woman's like, thank you so much. And Spencer's like, thanks. Bye. And Spencer didn't sign anything.
No, she didn't sign anything.
Like, not even a fake name.
Not even a fake name.
Yeah.
Frustrating, but you know.
It's really weird.
That's how it goes. Of course, there's like no cameras either. So Spencer, she gets off the train. It's hard to tell where she even is at this point. And so she's like in this very shady train parking lot by herself in the dark. Come on, girls. No.
Where is this in Rosewood?
No clue. It has to be. I mean, her car was like parked along the side of like a main road. I don't know. It's very strange.
Yeah.
And she bumps into Mona because Mona was in Philly shopping because Noel and her did break up and she needed some retail therapy and she had to go alone because her and Hannah aren't speaking. And Spencer's like, can I just be candid? Because like, you are like Mona and you don't need a Noel. Like, you're so much better than him.
Yeah, don't let him define you.
Oh, so great. And Mona's like, you're not like just book smart. You're like smart. Like, you're way smarter than I realized. And they had a nice moment because, you know, in the past, they definitely...
Yeah.
Have butted heads.
She said that Hannah wasn't answering her, but Hannah said that like Mona was mad at her.
Yeah.
So were they both just like not catching each other at the right time?
Probably. It seems that way. Hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
So she goes back to the girls and she shows them the sign-in book, and Garrett clearly had been there to visit her and he signed her out but never signed her back in. And this is apparently the night before Allie went missing and was killed. And so they wonder, like, what happened? They also notice that Allie didn't sign the book because Allie had told the girls that she had went to go see Jenna to make sure Jenna didn't say anything about her. Basically, I think the girls blinding her, right? I think that she, like, blackmailed her to tell her.
I think so.
So someone made a story up, unless Allie just didn't sign her name.
And so Garrett and Jenna have been a thing for a while.
For a while. Since 2008, apparently. It's 2012.
That's
not good. They should stop giving us dates. Don't give us dates because it's not looking good.
Give us dates and be consistent, or don't give dates.
Don't give dates at all. We'll live in a fantasy world as long as you don't give us any dates. Don't give us hard. Don't give us 1 month, 1 week, 1 year. Don't give us that because.
Well, I mean, I guess we could think that. Maybe they weren't romantically involved, but somehow.
Right, they could just be friendly.
Like the NAT club or whatever.
Right. So the girls end up recovering. Hannah, like, after Lucas, and Aria comes back from her date, and Spencer at the rehab center, and they get some Chinese food. And, of course, the Chinese food is filled with worms and dirt from A as payback from when they tricked A in the last week's episode.
Yeah, it says, now we're even. But, like, we know that's not true because A will continue to torture.
Right.
Like, what? Mm-hmm. I just, like, didn't like A's text and...
You didn't like A's text?
No, I didn't like A's text and I just didn't like everything they did this episode. Not that we're rooting for A, but sometimes you're like, ha, 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 right? Or like, oh, that was good.
Yeah. Sometimes you're like, oh, okay.
Worked out too conveniently this episode. I didn't like any of it.
Yeah.
Not the episode, just, like, A's part of it.
Yeah. It's getting a little bit too old, like, and convenient.
It's too effing convenient for me right now.
Agreed.
Yeah.
We want something that's like, oh, whoa, how'd they do that? You know?
Right.
This is just, nah. All right. So on to Aria Holden, who she had used as her alibi last week, is actually asking her out on a date this week. And she's like, that's so strange, being that I told my mom I was going out with him and now I actually am going to go out with him.
Yeah.
And it seems like he likes her. Like he probably had a crush for a little bit and they were childhood friends, but now they're older. And so he asks her out and she's like, yeah, I'll plan the date. I'll figure out something for us to do. So she ends up buying play tickets to an Arthur Miller play because she knows that Ezra once had tickets for the same play.
Yeah.
And if fate works on their side, they will bump into each other. So she's using Holden to hopefully see Ezra. So outside the theater, her and Holden meet up and he gives her a present of gummy bears. And she's like, huh? I'm a little confused about it. And he's like, yeah, that time that you were smuggling in gummy bears. And she's like, oh, yeah, your mom like was off sugar. And it just was unnecessary dialogue. And just to show that he cares. Right.
Right.
Like,
and they have a history.
Right. He pays attention. That's right. He knows her.
Mm-hmm.
And so at that point, Arya goes to pick up the tickets and she asks if Fitz has picked up his tickets and the person has said no and was going to give her his tickets, which I'm like, don't you need ID?
ID.
Right? Like anyone can just pick up the tickets?
Yeah, this person's ready to give everybody tickets to her.
And then Ezra comes out of the car and he sees her and he's like not happy to see her. He's like, oh shit, what do I do? I know I can't be around her. I don't want to, you know, make this any worse than it already is. And then Mrs. Welsh, who is... was friends with Ezra, was friends with Ella. She's one of the other teachers at Rosewood, is there and kind of distracts Holden and Arya. And so Ezra goes inside and we find out he leaves within 10 minutes of being in the theater because he got sick, quote. And Mrs. Welsh is very upset. She's like, yeah, I felt so bad. He just left. And Arya is so devastated.
Is this going to be discussed with Ella? Like, hey, what did you do over the weekend? Oh, I went to see an Arthur Miller play. Fitz. Remember Fitz? He gave me the ticket. Oh, you know what's weird? I saw your daughter there.
Mm-hmm.
And Holden was there too.
What a good point.
Like,
what a fucking good point.
Of course, you know, Arya's not going to, she didn't know that Mrs. Welsh would be there. But
no. It's almost like that art show situation where she almost got caught, but then Ella and Byron's car got broken down.
Right.
Yeah. Which, that was when Caleb, remember, that was like the first Caleb bits when he slashed her tires or whatever, or moved apart around.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so Holden catches on that Arya's devastated that Mr. Fitz had gone. He's like, I know you like him. It's very clear that you're disappointed that he didn't show or that he didn't, you know, say hi to you, I guess. And he's like, we could continue to do this if you keep my secrets too. TBD with his secrets.
Right. Like, what are you doing next Friday? Let's just use each other.
Let's just do this.
I'm into this. I'm into having a friend who you can mutually help. Like, I don't want her to use him. But right. I'm also so
we also don't want her to really date. I mean, maybe she could date him. He is her age, but I feel like it's way too soon.
No. But like, use each other for alibis and stuff. But I'm like, what are his secrets? Are they even good? Probably not.
This character, I remember, I know what happens with him. I don't remember how we like end it, but I was like, when is this person coming? And I remember this one specific scene.
All right.
There's a gif of, or gif, however you say it, of Lucy Hale, and you'll see it when we reach the episode, and they're playing air hockey.
Okay.
And she's like, whoa! And like, this, it's used so much that I'm like, when is this episode? And because her and Holden are playing. Anyway.
Got it.
This is the, when I think of Holden, that's all I think of. I'm like, when was that happening?
All right.
Okay. And then we have Emily and Maya, who are really sweet, and they're getting back into the groove of their relationship, and they want to go out to some band in Jersey.
And fake IDs.
With fake IDs. And all the girls have a fake ID.
Obviously.
And Emily's like, yeah, of course. Like, of course I have one. And Maya's like, mine got taken away. Do you think you can get another one for me? And she's like, yeah, totally. I'm like, where is she going to get this fake ID? So then she asked Arya. Then she asks Arya for a fake ID from Maya. And Arya's like, we look nothing alike. Hello, ma'am.
Brunette 5'2". Same thing.
We're brunette and 5'2". What? I'm sorry.
No.
Emily.
No.
Girl.
No.
Anyway, so Maya's distracted a lot in this episode. She's on her phone in a couple of scenes, and it doesn't seem to be positively. No. She's obviously a little, she's distracted, but her tone changes very quickly. And so Emily's like, is everything okay? And she asks Hannah, like, what should I do in this situation? I don't know anything. What if it's A? What if A is bothering her or getting to her? And Hannah's like, you know, she'd let you know. I'm like, would she though? If so, no. What if like A had something on her? She wouldn't tell anyone.
Amaya?
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
It's the same thing as like A blackmailing right. The other girls. Like, she wouldn't tell anyone.
Right.
Just like the girls are not telling anyone, they're being blackmailed. So finally she says to Emily, look, I have something I wanted to tell you. I feel like I should get it off my chest, being that we're starting a new relationship. And she says, I did hook up with someone while we were separated, which, you know, nice that she said that. Like, they weren't together, so it's okay. And then she says, he. And Emily's like,
bomb.
What? Yeah.
He.
She freezes. Like, yeah. He.
He. Yeah.
And was like, oh, I didn't know it was going like that.
Uh-huh.
It's going to be like that.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. And then our last scene, which Michelle was screaming. She's like, what the hell is a purpose on this segment? And I was like, yeah, I know. We have A loosening some bolts.
Is that what's happening?
Yeah. Basically on like a partition. And we'll see the aftermath of that next week.
Okay. So
if you had to predict what was going to happen with that, I guess.
First thoughts. I was like, we're back in the church clock tower. For some reason, okay. I was like, second thought was like, ooh, we're building a Dexter like kill room.
Ooh,
because of like the plastic walls.
Yeah.
And then after that, I'm like, this sounds like a music box because it's just like ding, ting, ting.
I know.
Ding,
oh my God. Ding. Why do we have to just, it's
and
so awkward.
And we were fixated on it for like a little too long.
It was
long.
Too long.
I don't even know what this is. Mm-hmm. So you're saying he was loosening, they were loosening, unloosening, tightening. Loosening, unloosening. That doesn't make sense.
Loosening bolts that were.
Loosening bolts.
Basically.
What?
Yep. I don't know why we had to do it. I do know why we had to do it, because we'll see next week what happens with that.
Okay. Yeah. I don't even know where this could be. I have no idea.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, we're going to take a break and we'll be right back. We're going to go into an MVP and shittiest.
Yes.
Okay,
MVP. Do you have your MVP?
I do.
Okay.
3, 2, 1, Spencer. Caleb. I almost went with Spencer.
Just for the line she delivered to Mona.
Yeah.
Of like, you are better than that.
Mm-hmm.
But Caleb, it's funny, when we were watching and we're having the Lucas scene, Lucas, Caleb, and Hannah, and he just came in from the rain. I wasn't really focusing.
Michelle's so like, I'm a little distracted.
Like, Caleb looks so good. He's a little moistened. He's got that green jacket on. His hair's a little wet. Mm-hmm. I was like,
I have to say, Lucas looked pretty nice wet too.
Sure. They all look nice, but Lucas, it's just Caleb. Caleb does.
And he does it for you.
I'm just like a really big fan of Caleb.
I'm so happy.
He's just so sweet.
He's so sweet.
The way he cared for Lucas. Yeah, why'd you choose him? I'm like speaking for you.
No, for simply like, I'm worried about him. I want to help him.
Yeah.
I'm like, I feel like I should help him.
Right.
And being mad, like, Hannah, why aren't you telling me the truth? Wow. We don't keep secrets. Why are you doing this?
Yeah, and times he's been saying that.
He like, said it
don't
to,
keep secrets.
One time she's going to not going to tell him enough and he's going to be done because it's going to be too much for him.
Mm-hmm.
When your partner doesn't tell you the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Shittiest.
Yes, I have one.
Me too.
Okay.
3, 2, 1, Aria. Nice.
Lucas is obvious for sure. Mm. I get what Aria was doing with Holden, and I guess it all worked out in the end. Shitty. But come on, just like
right, like of course it worked out. What if like you really hurt Holden's feelings?
Yeah. And then when they're like, when she was like, when they were in school figuring out what they're gonna do, and she's like, "Is this a date?" And he's like, oh, it doesn't have to be a date. It could just be like a hangout. Like, she should have just been like, yo, I want to be straight up with
right,
you.
She could have been like, you know, it's great if it's not a date because I'm just getting out of a relationship.
Right. And also,
or not really,
we're old friends. Like, let's go get pizza and let me, like, catch you up to speed here.
Right.
Not this whole, like, let me show up to Arthur Miller play and because Fitz might be there.
Right. Right. They could just hang out as friends and her parents wouldn't think anything of it because they are friends.
That's right.
And he's been gone for a while.
But Lucas.
Lucas, just because
he
got wrapped up in the gambling and for being shady.
So shady.
But we get why he was shady. I mean, like, it was so dramatic. It was so dramatic, writers. Come on.
I mean, looking back.
I mean, I get it. Right. Looking back, like, it's like, really? This is why we did this?
Right.
Like, doesn't make sense.
Brought her out on the boat? You act like you were going to kill her.
You acted like, right, like, don't say anything. Like, if you were not so, like, you could have just been like, so, hey, and guess what?
Yeah,
I'm in a really shitty situation, and I lost all of Caleb's money. I don't know how to tell him. Can you help me lessen the blow?
Right.
That's all you had to say.
Yeah.
But he was afraid, and it was scary for everyone. I wouldn't really highly rate this on a cringe. There was nothing that we really laughed out loud about.
No. Really. I'm trying to think what we laughed at. Yeah, I mean, honestly, it was just like...
Just the stupidness of like, oh, really? That was Lucas's secret. Like, we laughed at that. And
yeah, and I like was hoot and hollering at the end. Screw or whatever. Like, literally, guys, if you were watching me, I was like...
She's like, what?
I'm screaming. No! Like, what is this?
I was just cracking up because I was like, I mean, literally what you see is what you get. That's what it is.
I know. And I'm on the edge of my seat like, oh,
she's like, what's happening? What's happening? And I was like, that's it. That's all we're getting. That's all that's happening.
What? Like,
yeah, I know. Well, in next week's episode 17.
Yeah.
Of season 2. Like,
nice,
what?
Nice.
We are really making some progress. All right, so the title is The Blonde Leading the Blind.
Okay.
My secret.
I've got a secret.
I've got a secret.
I've got a secret.
Is that our Caleb uncovers a video on A's phone of the NAT club.
What? What?
I know, it's so fun. Yeah, what do you think it's going to be? Who's going to be there? What's going to be the video of?
Okay, well, Jenna's going to be on that video. I think it's going to be Jenna. Is Jason? Will we see Jason in video form? Because he's probably not back?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
I think he might be. I don't remember now. I watched this episode so long ago. He might be in next week's episode.
Okay, so this NAT club. Jason, Garrett, Ian?
As we know.
As
so far,
know.
We've potentially Jenna.
Potentially. But Garrett, Ian, Jason.
That's it so far.
Okay, so maybe it's like the three of them sitting around. I wonder if we can hear what they're saying, though. So he...
We can hear it.
We can hear it.
Yep.
Ew.
I know.
Oh my God, it's probably so gross what they talk about. I can only imagine.
Mm.
Oh gosh, I'm really excited for this.
Yeah.
So Caleb finds this video on A's phone.
Yeah.
Are the girls going to tell Caleb whose phone this is?
Well, they don't know whose phone it is.
Yeah, but are they going to be like...
He's going to be like...
I think he's going to be...
I know these people in here.
Right.
So what's like, this about?
Somebody needs to tell me something.
Yeah. Yeah, he's please, definitely not going to want
please,
anything.
Please tell me.
They have to kind of tell him something.
They're going to tell him something. So they're going to fill him in a little bit. They're going to find this. And I actually do think Jenna's going to be present for this. Or Garrett's going to mention Jenna. He's going to like. But then again, I'm like, for some reason, cannot keep my timelines right.
The show can't, so it's fine.
Well, no. The NAT club started before Jenna went blind.
Yeah.
Right. So maybe Jenna actually isn't involved yet. So I think this might be pre-Jenna.
Right, because if the NAT, well, the NAT, so the timelines, again, the NAT club, as we suspect, had started when that level of those kids were in high school, because it was in their graduating class yearbook. So that was well before Jenna came into town, because they're supposed to be 22 where we are right now.
Right. Right.
but again, the timeline.
Who knows? No, but that
Jenna could be right there.
Could be there. That would totally screw up everything. So
right.
I take it all back. I don't think Jenna's a part of this.
But I didn't tell you when this video was taken.
Right.
So if it's more recent, then maybe Jenna is involved.
It would be weird for an old video from the time when they were in high school to be on A's phone.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's maybe a current meeting
mm-hmm.
of the minds. Mm-hmm. So Jenna's back in.
There you go. She made up her mind.
I'm throwing Jenna back in.
But yes, I mean, I like where your head's at because, you know, the NAT club didn't maybe originally start with her, but maybe she did end up in there somehow.
Yeah. And maybe when they watch this video, they're going to be like, oh my God, it's... Wait a minute, but if Ian's in it, then it's not that recent. Although Ian just...
It's only been 4 months since he's been dead. Ian's... Actually, it's probably been like 3 weeks since he's been dead.
I know, right?
Who the hell knows how long Ian's been dead at this point, but...
How long has Ian been dead for?
A month, maybe. Maybe 2 months.
We'll say. We got rid of our visual, the timeline.
We should do a timeline.
If you watch on YouTube... Or green screen. We used to have List created this beautiful background and it had all our heads and it's red string.
It was a lot,
but like
there's a lot to look at.
We need to go back to that because
just bring it up we'll bring it up at for a segment. Let's look at the timeline. There'll be at the timeline segment.
But I actually need to look at it.
But we actually have to look at it.
I'll have to look at it because I can't keep my facts straight.
I know. I'm hopeful that there's someone out there that has done this due diligence of the timeline. I'm sure they have.
I'm
sure it's been done many a times because everyone is confused about what the timeline is.
Right. And I feel like I gave no good predictions there. I was just...
No, you did. You were like, it's going to be the NAT club with Jenna or Jenna in the NAT club.
Okay. That and
you said the videos are going to be creepy and gross.
They're
going to
be creepy and Caleb's going to want an explanation. And that's it.
Yep.
Yeah. And I don't think Hannah's going to give it to him. I think he'll have to go to one of the girls behind
her
back.
You think one of the other girls will have to tell him?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's what's going to happen. Mm-hmm. Or maybe Lucas. Mm. I wonder what Lucas's role from now on is. Just kid who lost all the money.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of when we see him again. I'm pretty sure he's not gone.
That would be crazy.
I know he's not gone, but I'm trying to think of actually when again do we see him.
Yeah. Okay. All right. I look forward to it. Hey, Caleb's in the episode. I'm there.
If Caleb is there, Michelle's there.
I am there.
Yeah. We're getting down to the end of the season.
Yeah. Wow.
It doesn't even feel... It feels like it's so far away, but when you look at the calendar... when you look at the calendar, it seems far away. But then you're like, well, it's only like 9 more weeks.
Yeah.
Which is not that far.
It's not.
It's freaky.
It is.
And then we'll be done with season 2.
Wow.
And then we might have some fun summer stuff planned for you guys.
Listen, guys, we're just going to tease it right here.
Or tease it. Go.
We've both been thinking the same thing.
It's so funny.
And then Liz had this light bulb moment and she sent it my way. And we have a really fun thing planned for our Patreon come summertime. It's...
Pretty Little Liars related.
Yes, of course. This is a Pretty Little Liars podcast.
Lars.
It's Pretty Little Liars podcast. But stay tuned. We're going to iron out the details and I'm really excited for this.
Me too.
Yeah, this is good.
Well, as you know, if you're an old TB listener, it's Thursday over here. So
you know what that means.
You know what that means. The boys are here. It smells like they got White Castle. I smelled French fries or something.
Yeah, and they're making all sorts
Weird noises because they're playing D&D. So we're going to go and see what's going on. And we'll be back next week for The Blonde Leading the Blind. Think about the title maybe for a hot sec. Well,
then I was like Allie with Jenna. Hannah with Jenna, but I think it's Allie with Jenna, and maybe we find other videos on there.
Nice.
Yes, that's where my head's at.
All right, to be continued.
Thank you so much for listening to We Are Liars, a Pretty Little Liars podcast. You can email us at weareliarspod@gmail.com.
If you'd like to leave us a voice message or just say hi, we have a voicemail, 631-600-3916. If you haven't already and you're loving the show, please consider giving us a rating and review.
This has been a Total Betty podcast, produced and edited by Michelle Rubenstein and Alyssa Daly, music by Anthony Bacora.